There's another major disagreement between the U.S. and Russia over Crimea. Remember, for nearly 4 years, the U.S. and the EU have imposed sanctions on Russia over its annexation of Crimea and other actions in eastern Ukraine. The measures restrict travel, target assets of individuals linked to the Kremlin. But Ukraine officials say there's one major confidant of Russian President Putin who should be sanctioned and isn't. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports he's a former chancellor of Germany.
The man Ukrainians want punished is Gerhard Schröder. He is one of Germany's most loved and also most hated post-war leaders.
Nicht erreicht. 9 Uhr, die Sitzung ist geschlossen.
After 7 years in office, he lost a no-confidence vote in parliament, and Angela Merkel's conservatives won the subsequent early elections. Schröder's political demise is linked to his painful overhaul of Germany's welfare and labor system. But German respect for the 73-year-old plummeted further over his ties to Russian business and his frequent praise and defense of Vladimir Putin. Omid Nuripur is an MP with the Green Party, which was part of Schröder's former coalition government.
The way Schröder is lobbying for Putin's positions in Germany is disgusting and is a huge contradiction to the oath he once gave to serve the German people and the German interests.
He shocked many Germans by shepherding through a multi-billion dollar Russian-German gas pipeline during his final months as chancellor, and then became the venture's board chairman shortly after leaving office. Other controversial appointments linked to Russian interests followed. Last year, Schröder was elected chairman of the board of Russia's largest oil company, Rosneft. It's a posting businessman Wolfgang Büchele defends, saying it makes sense to have a German on the board, given German dependence on Russian gasoline. Büchele chairs the German Committee on Eastern European Economic Relations.
Russia is, at this point in time, the largest energy supplier to Germany. It will stay that way for a long period of time because pipeline gas is not available from that many sources.
Putin biographer Boris Reitschuster says as a German, he finds Schröder's ties to Russia embarrassing and laments its impact.
Germany is hugely Schröderized. Schröderization is a foreign word in Russian language, means corruption of the political elite. And we are very corrupted now by Vladimir Putin, by his money. And that's why we have this atmosphere that we should be good friends with Russia.
Nuripur says what Schröder is doing is a brazen conflict of interest.
Imagine Barack Obama now being, I don't know, a lobbyist for Chinese government in the United States. It would be a damage to the office of the U.S. president. And this is why I think we need other rules in this country for people who are leaving office.
Like Nuripur, many Germans want their senior officials prevented from lobbying or taking jobs that pose a conflict of interest for longer than the current one-year limit. But they don't want Gerhard Schröder to face sanctions like the Ukrainians have suggested. Their reluctance may have to do with the fact many Germans are growing weary of sanctions, which some say is costing Europe economically more than Russia. A recent poll by the conservative daily Die Welt also shows nearly 3 out of every 5 Germans want to improve their country's relationship with Russia. Schröder's office declined NPR's request for an interview with him.
Diejenigen, die jetzt bestimmte Entscheidungen besonders kritisieren.
But last summer, during a campaign event for his Social Democratic Party, Schröder accused those who criticize his Russian ties as having an interest in starting a new Cold War. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.